To say Bradley Wiggins hasn't had the tour he'd hoped for would be an understatement. After finishing fourth last year, he came into this year's Tour de France as the leader of a brand new team built around him and aiming for Britain's first ever podium finish. He's now lying outside the top 20 with no hope of achieving his dream. For Wiggins, though, there are no excuses.
You don't know what to say to people, and sometimes it's just best to be honest and say, well, I just haven't got it. All I can do is try and do it again next year. You know, a month ago I thought I was in a position to do well, and obviously it came quite apparent through the first week that that weren't going to happen, so just back to the drawing board really.
Much was expected of Bradley Wiggins, but a top 20 finish would still be an incredible achievement. This is only his second year of attacking the Tour. And as the Team Sky principal Dave Brailsford points out, the Tour de France is a pretty unforgiving event.
You can't grind out a result in cycling like you can in football, maybe, where you can have an off day, the team's not playing great, but you still can get a win. You know, in this sport, if you're a little bit off, it shows. There's nowhere to hide, you know, you just can't go as fast.
Today, the riders face the Pyrenean giant, the Col du Tourmalet, for the second time in as many days. For those whose tour ambitions are over, there's no option but to finish, but no chance of glory. But that's what the Tour de France is all about, as much testing the greatest bike riders in the world as a celebration of suffering.